Start my recorder again. All right. You got Lisa Spelling already?
Yep.
All right. Lisa, tell me a little bit about this pre-check program. This is something that it's not new to BWI. It's new to the A concourse, though.
What you're seeing here today are people being able to go through the TSA pre-check lane here at Concourse A. It's the third concourse that has TSA pre-check lanes available. And the reason that it started here just last week was because Southwest Airlines joined the TSA pre-check program. They became the eighth airline in the country to participate.
And everybody knows Southwest is the largest airline to serve BWI Marshall.
Right, because just like you said, Southwest Airlines serves so many passengers here at BWI. We expect this to be a very busy TSA pre-check lane here at the airport.
Now, if I go through the pre-check lane, what don't I have to do?
If you go through the TSA pre-check lane, you get to keep your shoes on as you go through the checkpoint. You get to keep your light outerwear jacket on as you go through the checkpoint. You can leave your belt on. You can also leave your 311 liquids gels bag inside your carry-on. You don't have to take it out and put it in a separate bin. And you can leave your laptop in its carry-on case. Again, not needing to take that out as well.
This all sounds great. Next week, my wife and I fly to Chicago for the holidays. Can we sign up for this, or is this only for frequent flyers? I mean, we usually fly once or twice a year.
There are three ways to get into the TSA pre-check program. The first way is if you're a frequent flyer, your airline will ask you, do you want to opt in? And we would encourage you to say yes. The second way is if you're a member of the U.S. Border Customs and Border Protection Known Traveler Program and you have a known traveler number, you can enter that when you purchase your ticket online. And the third way, which sounds like it's the way for you and your family, is that when you purchase your flight, your ticket online, you have to enter your full name, your date of birth, and your gender. That is run against something called Secure Flight. And if it deems you eligible and low risk, then it will allow you to go through the TSA pre-check lane. And what you want to do is when you get your boarding pass, you want to look at it. Typically, people look for the time that they come board, the time the plane departs, and which gate that they're going to be on. But it also says TSA pre-check if you've been selected.
Now, if you already bought your tickets in advance, which they tell you to do, make sure the tickets are available, can you still sign up for this?
The TSA pre-check is done on a flight-by-flight basis, and it's run every day. The security program is run every day. So if you already have, you print out your boarding pass within 24 hours.
Yes, I'm going to do that, yeah.
So you'll see that on your boarding pass. And you can scan, we scan the boarding pass at the ticket document checker station as well.
So the boarding pass will tell me whether or not I can go into the pre-check lane, I guess.
Right, but you might be, if you're randomly selected otherwise, then the TSA officer will direct you to the lane.
Is BWI the only airport where this is taking place, or is this done across the country?
We have about 100 airports nationwide that are participating in the TSA pre-check program.
What other advice does the TSA have? You know, we're approaching the holiday season. TSA's been around, you know, for a while now in terms of the boarding screen, but what advice would you have for the traveling public as we approach the holiday travel season?
Well, for the holiday travel season, we think that the best thing is to be prepared. So you want to come to the airport, and when you get to the line, you want to be prepared to show your ID and your boarding pass. You want to know what is in your bags. Oftentimes people will accidentally pack prohibited items, and so we have a handy feature. It's called MyTSA. It's a free downloadable app. So if you're unsure if an item should be brought with you on carry-on, it will let you know if you should bring it in your carry-on, your check baggage, either or neither. That's an important tip as well. Another thing that we recommend is oftentimes people will leave things in the bins, and we certainly don't want that to happen. So, you know, there's thin, lightweight plastic grocery bags you get. It takes up no space. It weighs nothing. Put it in your pocket. When you get to the checkpoint, take out that bag, and you can put in your keys and your wallet and your ID and your cell phone, and then you take that whole bag and put it in the bin. And when you come out the other side of the checkpoint, you just grab that bag and go.
That's a good idea. Okay, anything else to add, Norris?
Yep.
What you need?
Okay.